The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Okay, So,
start your day the Torah way, Northwest London, Tet Zayin B'Tammuz, Tavshin Pei, Wednesday, 8th of July, Rabbi Nathan Kalani. Shiva Sabbat Tammuz and Ben Hamitzarim. I hope everybody can hear me. I have no idea. Good morning. Pleasure to have the sud to speak to everybody. I want to perhaps give an introduction, some introductory thoughts where we're coming into the Ben Hamitzarim. It's tomorrow is Shiva Sabbat Tammuz. And I want to perhaps approach Shiva Sabbat Tammuz from a slightly different angle, based on the things that we've been going through, in the world and Klal Yisrael right now, and also it's very relevant. We'll see. It's very very relevant to the Parashat Shavuot, Parashat Pinchas. We are in the middle of a magefa. We're in the middle of a magefa. Baruch Hashem, that it seems that a lot of it has passed, but we're still in the middle of it. And I think there is something for us to take, especially something. There's an angle that we can approach from Shiva Sabbat Tammuz that perhaps we never really thought about before, and our situation is forcing us to think about. So, what is Shiva Sabbat Tammuz? So we know the Mishnah in Ta'anit says that there are five things that happen. However, it's clear that the shoresh of everything that happened on Shiva Sabbat Tammuz was the Chet Egel. Nishtabru Haluchot, that was the first thing, and that was what was Kovea, the Yom of Shiva Sabbat Tammuz, the Yom Shel Tzara, and everything followed after that. And on Tisha B'Av, the same thing, the there were five things that happened. We lost the two Batei Mikdash, Beita, and all the five things that the Mishnah says. But for sure, the Avi Avot, right, the Av, that everything else was a Toladah from, was the Chet of the Meraglim, and the Kali Soil, they cried, right? And this was these were the two Maasim that conveyed them as Yamei Tzara, Yamei Ben HaMitzarim. So I want to think about the Chet Egel a little bit, right? Because that is be'etzem what happened on Shiva Sabbat Tammuz. Nishtabru Haluchot, the Gemara over there in Tanit makes all the drashot, right? That Nishtabru Haluchot means Chet Egel. It was the day of the Chet Egel. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down and he sees what's happening and he breaks the Luchot. So Chet Egel was catastrophic. Right? The Nefesh HaChaim explains that in Shar Aleph that before the Chet Egel, Klal Yisrael had basically done it. When they said Na'aseh v'nishma, they were attacking the Chet Adam HaRishon. There was no Gzerat Mitah anymore. They did it, right? And had they not done the Chet Egel, they would have been able to go into Eretz Yisrael, and that would have ushered in the end of it. Moshe Rabbeinu would have been able to come in. And it's also mashma, by the way, that even after the Chet Egel, had the Meraglim done their job properly, and we wouldn't have, and if we as the Am wouldn't have accepted it, we would have actually been able to attack it. There was another opportunity there to fix it, and we lost that opportunity there as well. So so let's perhaps have a think about what's going on with this Chet Egel, right? So I want to approach this from the parasha, right? And you'll see where I go. I want to talk a little bit. We're gonna discuss, right, a little bit as an angle from the parasha, and we'll come back to what this means to us from the Chet Egel. So Pinchas, it was in a very interesting situation. There was a magifa. We saw this at the end of Chol Yisrael. This is mamash, this is very relevant. We unfortunately don't have nevuah nowadays, but we can't know. We must never say we don't have rishut to say this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing X in the world right now. We don't know. We don't have nevuah. However, our mesorah is that we look to the Torah. We try and look at the sugyot in the Torah that discusses these issues, and we try and take lessons out, you know, from what the Torah is teaching us. So let's think about what happened in the parasha, right? There was a magifah in Kal Yisrael. The Am Yisrael, they went after the Benot Moab, and that caused the magifah. A magifah is an attack on life. That's what it is. That's what's unique about magifah, and that's what's unique about our situation right now. Is that it's just an outright attack on life. People are just dying. Right? That's what's happening. And Pinchas comes and he does a Maisa Kina. Right? He does a, you know, he kills Cosby, right, and Zimri, right? He kills them. And that stops Vate'atzer HaMagifa. What we want to try and understand is, why was there a magifa there? Why was Pinchas' action the appropriate thing to do to stop the magifa? What was going on over there exactly? So I want to share with you a Rambam in Hilchot Shabbat. There's an incredible lashon in the Rambam which is very telling on how we are to approach these issues. So the Rambam in Hilchot Shabbat Perek Bet Halacha Gimel, he's talking about the issues of pikuach nefesh, right? The halachot of pikuach nefesh, and he's bringing the famous drasha that we know, v'chai behem, and that is the source in the Gemara. The Gemara explains that because it says v'chai behem v'lo she'amut behem, that's how we know that every mitzvah is nidche mipnei pikuach nefesh. Anytime there is a mitzvah that is threatening my life, I am obligated to forego the mitzvah for the sake of my life. That is what the Torah wants from me, right? And that's learned out from V'chai Behem V'lo She'amut Behem. So the Rambam here in Halacha Gimel is bringing the halakhot to this, and he's saying that, you know, what the Gemara says, right? That when a person has to be Doche Shabbat, Mipnei Pikuach Nefesh, it's a mitzvah that the Chachamim should do it, Dafka, right? And he says here, I'm going to read to his words, and listen to the way he explains the drasha of V'chai Behem. Very unbelievable, right? He says, V'asur li itmameh b'chilul Shabbat. It's us to mess around with Chilul Shabbat. You've got to get on with it. V'cholesh yesh bo sakana. Why? Shenema, asher yaseh otam adam v'chai behem v'lo she'amut behem. The pasuk says, like the Gemara says, that you have to do the mitzvot v'chai behem v'lo she'amut behem. Halimadza. Listen to how the Rambam explains these words. Halimadza, she'en mishpatei haTorah nekama ba'olam, ela rachamim v'chesed v'shalom ba'olam. What does V'chai Behem teach me? That the Mishpatei HaTorah are not Nikama Be'olam. Rather, Ella, they are Rachamim, Chesed, and Shalom Be'olam. That's the Taich of the Rambam. That's how he explains, that is the Pirush of that Drasha. What does that mean? What is the Rambam saying over here? Let's just be minded what he's saying. Let's try and just get clear what the Rambam is saying. He's saying that, had there not been a drasha of V'chai Behem, so that would have meant that the Mishpatei HaTorah, the mitzvahs, the laws of the Torah, were Nekama Ba'olam. That would mean Nekama Ba'olam. We'll explain what that means in a minute. And had the Hagdara, right, of the Mishpatei HaTorah was that they were Nekama Ba'olam, so that would have meant that any time that the mitzvah of the Torah threatened my life, I have to forego my life. My life goes. Right? That's what that would have meant. But V'chai Behem tells me that that's not true. That's not the pshat. The Torah, the Mishpatei HaTorah are not Nekama Ba'olam. Rather, they're Rachamim, V'chesed, and Shalom. And therefore, whenever there's a threat to my life because of a mitzvah, so I forego the mitzvah. That's how the Rambam explains that drasha. So let's unpack this. Let's unbox this and try and think about these words. So the first thing to understand is, what does he mean, Nekama Ba'olam? What does that mean? So, what that means, the Havana is Nekama means absolute. When you take revenge on a person, that means that they've slighted you, they've put your ratzon to the side, they've trampled over you. Right? They've done something to, you know, slight your position, right, and to make you kafel, right? That's what they've done. And Nekama is when you bring yourself again to the forefront. You say, no, I will not be trampled over. I will not be pushed to the side. I am here, right? And you will recognize that. And what I want is going to come to the forefront, not what you want. That's the lumdus of nekama, right? That it's a reestablishing of your presence, right? You know, you're not going to let them be pushed aside. No, I'll take revenge. That's what I'm doing. Nekama means revenge. When you push me to the side, I will come back to bite you, right? That you won't get away with that, right? Because I'm here, right? That's what nekama is. Right, that's the concept of nekama. So this is what the Rambam is saying. Had there not been a drasha of v'chai behem, that means that the Ratzon Hashem would have to be at the forefront in a totally absolute way. There would never be a situation where the Ratzon Hashem cannot be at the forefront. It has to always be at the forefront. It has to be nitkayem, always, without exception. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mishpatim are nekama. Right, you cannot push that to the side ever. Right, it has to be at the front. Right, and Mimela, if that was the Hagdara, so then my life would be forfeit because my life can't push aside the Ratzon Hashem ever. Right, however, V'chai Behem teaches me that no, that's not the Hagdara of the Mitzvot. Ella, it's Rachamim V'Chesed V'Shalom. So what does that mean? That it's Rachamim V'Chesed V'Shalom. So we're going to hold that. And we'll come back to that in a minute. But first, I want to ask a question. Another question. We know that there are three mitzvot that are not nidche mipnei pikuach nefesh. They're not nidche. That means that there are three mitzvot that if those three mitzvot are threatening my life, the mitzvah wins, and I have to give up my life. Those, as we know, are the gimel chamurot, right? Avodah zarah, gilu arayot, v'shvichut damim. Those are the three mitzvot that are not nitchem ipnei v'kuach nefesh. So now let's think about that in light of this Rambam. How do you explain that within the framework that the Rambam has set up for us? You know? That means that these three mitzvot are yes nechama ba'olam. Normally, V'chai Behem teaches me that the mitzvot don't have a gedda of nechama ba'olam. That's not what's happening. Ella was, right? It's rachamim v'chesed v'shalom. That's the normal situation. But we know there are three that are yes nitche. My life is forfeit. That means that with these three mitzvot, it's yes nekama v'olam. HaKadosh Baruch, that means, the way we've explained it, that these three things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants his ratzon to be nitkayem in a totally absolute way. They are never, you are never ever allowed to push these mitzvot aside and put your life at the forefront. No, you must move. You must move aside, and the ratzon Hashem has to be nitkayem over here. Why? What's the Havanah in that? Like, okay, so we know that the Gemara in Yuma and a few other places, a few other in Shabbat, if I remember right, they also it makes drashot and svarot, why these three are an exception. But just in terms of the Hashkafa and the Machshava Shavu, what's the Havanah in that? Like, why? Where's Rachamim V'Chesed V'Shalom over here? Like, what happened over here? Why are these three things an exception? And here, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, my
Kol Halashon.
Is absolute. You can't push my rights on the side. Your life must be forfeit. Okay. Okay. So like this. So here I think there is a tremendous yisod that we have to really think about. And this is, you know, we'll see. This is something that we can really be mitbonen on in the coming ben amitzarim. Right. Like this. Why? What's that? Like I said, barachamim b'shalom. What's Pshat Tzitzit Barachamim B'Shalom? So the Gemara says, the Gemara when it's going through this sugya of why all of the mitzvot are nitchem yipnei pikuach nefesh. So one of the Tanaim over there says, it's better that you should forego one Shabbos, b'chalel Shabbat zu kedei shishmor Shabbatot arveh. Yeah? Let the Shabbos go. Shabbos is threatening my life. I'm a Jew. I'm Shomer Torah Mitzvot. My life is Bezal Hashem going to be much longer than the moment in front of me. And there's an opportunity there for me to do many more mitzvot. So says the Gemara. Yeah, Enachanami. You should forego this mitzvah. You should forego this mitzvah. Let your life carry on and put this mitzvah to the side so that you can carry on, you can live your life, and you can do mitzvot harbeh. What does that mean? Let's think about that. That means that Be'etzem, and this is the Chorah, what it means, the Rambam means that he said, Rachamim Chesed V'Shalom Ba'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all of us for a reason. Is a tachlit for everyone. Right? He put us in the world because there is a certain kavod shamayim, there is a certain ratzon Hashem, there is a certain kiddushem shamayim, that each individual has a tachlis, and you know, whatever you do in your life, you have a certain purpose for being here, and there's a certain kiddush shamayim and a certain kavod shamayim that you have to produce, right, in your life. Right, and that's what you're here to do. That's what you're here to do. That is the reason why you are here. Right, that is the only reason why you're here. Right, when the Rambam says that you're allowed to push your push the mitzvah to the side because of your life, it's not just some. It's not just some because you know your life is more important than the mitzvahs. If we actually think about it in light of this Gemara, it actually has a bit of a slightly different angle to it. It means that be'etzem the Ratzon Hashem is the purpose. That's it. You're never allowed to put your push your life aside for the Ratzon Hashem. Ella was, right? You know, it's a sort of like a utilitarian type of thing that you've got. If I keep this mitzvah right now, so then my life ends, and all of the opportunities, all of the rest of the kvod shamayim and everything else I could bring out for the rest of my life is gone. I can't keep any more Shabbatot. Says the Gemara, no, right? Forget this one. Forget this this mitzvah. Kedei shishmo Shabbatot arbeh. That's what the Rambam means, that it's chesed rachamim v'shalom. Chesed is for you. It's for us. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvahs because he wants to give us. He wants to give us good. It's chesed. It's rachamim. And shalom. It's for us. Right? So Mimela, my life has what to say over here. And seeing as my life is a platform for Ratzon Hashem, and that's the Tovah for me, because that gives me purpose. That gives me a reason. That gives me something, you know, I can produce. I can be part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? Forget this one. Push this one to the side and carry on. Carry on with your life and live your glorious life of Kavod Shemayim. Carry on like that. Wonderful. That's the pshat in Chesed Rachamim V'Shalom. So now, Im Kein, why are these three mitzvahs different? Why here doesn't my life have to be pushed to the side? What does it mean that it's Nechama Ba'olam? The Havana is like this. Because these three mitzvahs are the pillars. These three mitzvahs are everything. Right? And if I even for a moment allow these things to creep into my reality, if I allow Ritzicha or Avodah Zarah or Gilui Arayot to come into my world, so now my life can't be a platform for Avodah Hashem anymore, right? My life, I've messed up, I've corrupted myself, I've corrupted my reality in a fundamental way that my life can't be a platform for Ratzon Hashem anymore. I can't do that. It's tameh. It's corrupt. It's messed up. I'm done. Memela, right? If you have a look in Mefrashim, Rav Volba and Ali Shor talks about this at length. How the three Gimel Chamorot, the Kenevah, the three Amudim Sholam Omed, Torah, Avodah, V'Gemilut Chasadim. Each one of these Gimel Chamorot, they represent the very building blocks of reality. Right? That's what they are. Right? And if I forego this mitzvah, if I allow these, if I do an aveira in these areas dafka, if I allow the corruption of these aveiras to enter my being, so now I'm totally corrupt. I'm corrupt at the most fundamental level now, and my life can't be a platform for Avodah Hashem anymore. I can't. It's corrupt. It's gone. It's messed up. So says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, here nekama, right? You can't let these things come in. Right, my ratzon is paramount over here. Your life has to be forfeit, and it's better that you should die right now, right, and just end it here, because that's it. If I let you carry on now, I can't say on you kedei shishmo Shabbatot, because you're too corrupt now. You're not going to be able to live a life of avodat Hashem anymore. It's too corrupt. It's messed up. It's tameh now. That's it. It's finished. Right, your life has to go. Your life has to go. Unbelievable. Right, this is what comes out from this Rambam. Right, that you know, our lives are there to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. Right, our lives are there, and wherever we are, right, you know, doesn't matter, you know, where, you know, what, you know, this is for every Jew. You're here to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, Torah of Avodah and Gemilut Chasadim, learning Torah, Avodah Hashem, mitzvahs, right, Chesed. This is what your life is about. This is it. There is nothing else. Right, and if I if I if and if I allow something to happen, if I allow my life to get corrupted in a fundamental way, then I can't do that anymore, so then my life is forfeit now. That's what this means. That's what comes out from this Rambam. Now, if we understand this, we'll see what Pinchas was doing was unbelievable. Right? What's happening over here? It hits you like a train. Right? What did Klal Yisrael do? They were over on Gilui Arayos. They went with the Bnei Tzemaya. Also says they're Avodah Zorah as well. Right? Fine. Right? What happened? Right? What have they done? They've corrupted themselves. They've corrupted themselves in the most fundamental way. What happened? Magifa. That's what happened. Immediately, Magifa. Right? And Magifa is life end. Life end. People just start dropping dead. Because you're Jews. You're not stum. Your life isn't just stum. Your life isn't just there because it's there. Your life is a platform for Avodas Hashem. That's what it is. And if you now corrupt yourself in that way, life is finished. It's over. Right? Magifa. What does Pinchas do? He does a maaseh nekama. He does a maaseh nekama. Pinchas stands up and he makes a stand. And he says, no, we will not tolerate this behavior. We are Jews. This is not what we are about. And if you mess around like this, you're dead. Finished. And we won't stand for it. Nekama. That's a maaseh nekama. So the pasuk says, Pinchas ben Aaron, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking nekama, right? He's kina, nekama, right? He's a jealous God, right? He's now saying, no, you're messing it up, right? My ratzon has to be the center point of your life, and you're corrupting yourself. You can't do that anymore. You're out. Says Pinchas, he stops the magifa, v'te'atzeh ha-magifa. How does he do that? By stopping and saying, no, right? We will not stand for that. This is not what we're about. We're Jews, right? It's the same thing with the Chet Egel. It's the exact same thing. Right? Klal Yisrael, right, when they said Naaseh v'Nishmah, they were matakin the Chet Egel, right? They were matakin the Chet Adam Rishon. They now were able to live forever. They were able to live forever. There was no reason for Misa anymore. Right? As soon as they were over on Avodah Zarah, and obviously it's on their darga and everything, all the mefarshim and all of what the rishonim and the gedolei achronim explained to us what their kavanot was. But at the end of the day, it was the avodah zarah. And as soon as they let that come in, even an iota, so gezeiras mita comes back. Right? And then also over there they died as well. Right? That says 3,000 died. They corrupted themselves again. You have to die. There has to be Xeris Misa comes back. It has to be that you die, you go to the Kever, and then you can come back with Tiras HaMeisim. You can't just carry on living forever anymore because you're corrupt. That's the Omek of Nishtabru Haluchot. That's the Omek of Nishtabru Haluchot. We corrupted our very essence, that the building blocks of who we are, we've corrupted them, and therefore we had to die. And that's what causes Magifa. So, this is something that, when I was thinking about this, again, we don't know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing the things, but at the end of the day, there's a magifa over here. There's a magifa over here, right? And that means that there's attack on life. And we're coming up to Shivah Sabbath Tammuz, to the Ben HaMitzarim. This is the time when we messed this up. We did that. We corrupted ourselves, and, Gezeiras Mitzah comes back. And then we corrupted ourselves again, and we lost Eretz Yisrael, we lost the Beit HaMikdash. All of that, all of this is coming. You corrupt yourself, you don't have the Mokum HaVavodah, right? All of these things. The Beit HaMikdash is one of the central themes of the Beit HaMikdash, is the same thing. The Beit HaMikdash is all about life. It's all about Chaim. It's all about Kapara, right? That you fix yourself up, right? With between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the whole Indian in Korbanot, but not for now. Right? But especially now with what we're going through, this magifa that's happening in the world, this is perhaps something that we have to be mitbonen on and think about as we're coming to the Ben HaMitzarim. That, our job as Jews, we have to be able to say that. We have to be able to say, you know what? This is the center point of my life. The center point of my life is Torah, Avodah, Gemilut Chasadim. That is what my life is about. That is the center. My life is a platform for Avodah Hashem. That's what makes my life a life worth living. Nothing else. Nothing else. Right? If we do that, and you know, we have to be able to say that, and you have to be able to live that. And that's lemaisa. That's halakha lemaaseh. That means that whenever you're confronted with something in your life, whether at work or, you know, whether you're in the Bet Midrash and, you know, whatever it is, that is a steer to that, you have to be able to say, no, this isn't what I'm about, right? I have to remove myself from these things, because my life is about avodas Hashem. You know, if we can do that, then perhaps, you know, that would be a big zchut for us, and it'll be a big zchut for the community, and Am Yisrael, and Be'ezrat Hashem, Ta'aseh HaMagifa, will be zoche also to, you know, like Pinchas did, to stand up and get clarity on what we're about, what we are about as Jews, and then HaMagifane Etzara, and also, you know, the Ben HaMitzarim will be able to, Be'ezrat Hashem, be zoche to see the Binyan Beit HaMikdash, B'mehara B'yameinu Amen. I hope that was interesting for you. It was a pleasure and an honor to speak to you. Wishing everybody a wonderful day. Ad kan. I think I'll just hang up. Just hang up.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.